This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Hello and welcome to Super City with Deborah Hull Brown on Otago Access Radio 105.4 FM. Each week, I'm delighted to bring you a celebration of all the interests, events and support available to super seniors like ourselves in Dunedin. I will meet seniors living artistic, energetic and generous lives, sharing their stories and passions, and talk to people giving their time and support to other seniors. I hope to encourage everyone to try something new, make new friends and explore more of Dunedin. Well, welcome back, and I hope you're all keeping warm inside after a very chilly week last week. Bit of a shock to an ex-Auckland resident such as myself, but I'm enjoying it, and I do think you appreciate the seasons more if you've got cold and wet and hot seasons and you can enjoy all the varieties that life has to offer. So I've been thinking this week about the fact that I've been doing the Super City program for over a year now, and I decided to review some key areas that seniors, including myself, are concerned about, and areas where I may need to get more people to come in on the show and talk about what options are available. So I've been thinking about what's worrying seniors at the moment, and quite frankly, first on the list is bills, particularly electricity bills. So along with the increase in cost of foods and fuel, I've spoken to a few people this week who are rather shell-shocked at their power bills that are coming in because of the cold weather. And I heard a radio program the other day where somebody was saying that in New Zealand, older people either have to pay for heating or pay for food. So some people are just getting up in the morning, having some breakfast, and then taking themselves back to bed and snuggling down in bed for the rest of the day, because that's the one way that they can keep warm. So I've got some thoughts and ideas on this, and maybe what we'll do is see what else we can come up with in the next couple of weeks. So the key issues are managing your bills and managing your expenses, and looking for opportunities to save money or get some discounts where you can. So I'll be talking about some of those things. Another issue is staying in touch with family, friends and neighbours, and letting them know if you're managing or if you're not managing, and checking up on them if you're worried about an elderly neighbour to find out how they're getting on. And the third thing I wanted to talk about today was looking for opportunities to socialise and exercise, even in the cold weather. So I'm going to be talking about local groups and classes and clubs, and also looking at things that you can do in your local library. And also, when we talk about exercise, don't forget that there's a lot of exercising online that you could follow along to if you wanted to, which is completely free. And so in the cold weather, if you really don't want to go out and get to a class, see what you can find online. Even if you put some music on and do a little dance around the lounge, just taking care you don't fall over. More about that from my point of view in a minute. So firstly, how do we all as seniors on limited incomes save money? And I'm going to talk a little bit about help with health costs. I'm going to talk about the Super Gold card and rate rebates. So these are just things that I have had people talking about over the last year, but also things that you might want to ask about or inquire about in the hope that you could save some money. And also, I wanted to talk about winter energy payments and websites that you can go to find out if you can get some discounts on your energy bills. So lots of talk about saving money. Starting with the health costs and reducing health costs, I've been looking at a book called Where From Here, which is a book for seniors around New Zealand. And I just got the latest copy for the South Island for 2026, which talks about how to address issues once you're a superannuitant or older, and what things you want to start looking at, from health to money to selling your home and going into a retirement home to funeral costs, etc., etc. It's an amazing book. It's reprinted regularly, and it's produced by a group called Eldernet. And I will be having them on the radio program in a couple of weeks' time. But I just thought I'd say, go to your local library, look at a book, a paper. It's a paperback book, not a properly published paperback book, but a book produced by Eldernet. Where from here, and make sure you've got the one for the South Island. It's got lots of helpful information, including this information that I've got here. I didn't realize that there are a number of ways you can save health costs at the doctor. And particularly in the winter, we tend to require sometimes a bit more help from our doctor. There are various programs that are available. Firstly, and fairly importantly, if you have a community service card, and if you don't have, go and find out whether you can get one. This is a card that you can use for discounts in a lot of different places, but also it does provide reduction in your GP visit bill. So I believe at the moment, if you have a community services card, you only pay about $20 for a GP visit, as opposed to some of the bills that people are paying at the moment. So check out if you've got a community services card. On your gold card, super gold card, if you have one, it will say CSC in little letters somewhere on the card. So if you haven't got that, go and find out. Your GP can help you get a community services card because they want to encourage older people to come to the doctor and not put off medical care. There are also a couple of other things that I've noticed. One is a Care Plus program, and it gives your GP an additional subsidy if you've got high health needs, such as a chronic condition or acute medical or mental health needs. So if you have acute and high health needs, talk to your GP about getting this Care Plus program, because then your GP or nurse can sit down with you and develop a health management plan. But there's also something else that's recently been subsidized, which is a health improvement program, which is run through your doctor's surgery. And that, I think, is usually done with a nurse. Well, they'll sit down and talk to you about what your issues are, about what help you might need. They might encourage you to get a bit more exercise. They might encourage you to socialize more. They might want to look at your medications and see if they need adjusting, those sorts of things. So that's the health improvement practice program. And there's also a high use health card. So if you are going to the doctor 12 or more times a year, so more than once a month, again, the GP can get subsidies to support you, which will hopefully save you some money when you're wanting to go to the doctor. So that's looking at your health costs and seeing whether you might be able to save a bit of money. Look at your Super Gold card and think to yourself, are there any other discounts or subsidies that I can get through the Super Gold card? And just briefly, I wanted to touch on the fact that we all know cafes and supermarkets and some other retail chains and maybe other services that will give you a discount if you have a Super Gold card. I think what happens sometimes is people forget that they're available. The person at the checkout may not always remember to ask you. So if in doubt, ask. Just say, look, I'm over 65. I've got a Super Gold card. Do you offer any discounts? It may be that the discounts are only available on certain days, or it may be that they're only available at certain times of the day. So if you're going somewhere regularly, don't forget to ask them. Now, the other thing when we talk about super gold cards that I'm really hot on, and I had someone from the Dunedin City Council rates managers to come and talk, is your rates rebates. In case you don't know, if you earn, if you have you own a home, and if you earn less than $48,000 a year, you can apply as a household. You can apply for an $805 discount on your rates. The way that you have to do this, it's not paid to you automatically. Every year, you have to get a form from the council. Once you've done it once, they will hopefully, but keep an eye open for it, hopefully send you the form for the next year, and you fill out the rate rebate application form, which basically asks you what your rates are and what your income is. Ask for help if you need it, because that's what the council staff are there for. But saving $805 on your rates a year is a significant amount. If you earn more than $48,000, there is still a sliding scale of discounts. For example, you as a household might earn $58,000, but if your rates are $4,000 a year or more, you'll still get the $805 discount. And I know some people pay their rates, I pay my rates quarterly, some people pay monthly, some people may pay fortnightly. So once you've filled out the form, once you've handed it in, find out from the council staff when they think that might be available to you. It does take a while, and at this time of year, they're probably busier than other times of the year, but it does take a while to come through, but you won't miss out on it. If you miss out on it for the rates that are starting in September this year, it will come through a bit later, and you will get the rebate. And if you have particular times of the year where you have extra expenses, or you know that something's coming up, like some car repairs or something that you need to do around the house, you might want to talk to the council staff and say, could we put off that rebate a little bit later? Or you could take the rebate now and put some money in a savings account so you don't spend it. So the money's there. You have to fill out the form every year, which is a bit of a pain to do, but go and do it, because $805 is a significant amount of money. Your local library should have the forms, but if they don't, they would probably be able to get them for you, or you can go into the council offices and ask for the help there. Now, I had a wee look on the website for work and income to look at what other additional support is available to people who are in have financial problems at the moment. And there's a telephone number, free phone, 0800 559 009. They say that if you need additional support for accommodation, bereavement costs, car repairs, dental treatment, help to buy food, help for home repairs or medical costs or a driver's license, please get in touch with Work and Income. Explain that you're finding it very hard at the moment, particularly with power bills that have come up, and ask for their help. So Work and Income. Obviously, they will ask you what you're currently earning and whether you what monies you have. But basically, if you're looking at some costs coming up that you can't afford, or you're eating less or staying in bed all day to stay warm, go and talk to Work and Income and ask what else they can help you with. Now, the next thing I wanted to talk about, apart from trying to save money, was making sure you, particularly in the winter, you stay in touch with family, friends and neighbours. I think we all tend to bunker down, stay in the warm, sit in front of the fire or snuggle down in bed, and don't go out as much as we used to. But can I ask anybody listening who has an older friend, relative or neighbour to keep in touch and make sure that they're okay? But also, if you're an older person yourself, make sure that your family know that you're okay. Make sure you've check in with your friends and neighbours that are elderly, and just make sure that everything is all right. So I found some advice for family and friends of older people, which I thought was pretty useful. It says, contact your older relatives and neighbours, invite them to things you're interested in, and treat them as if you would anybody else. Introduce them to others and help them create a wider network of contacts. Unfortunately, as we get older, our circle of friends diminishes, and we're not always able to keep in touch with other people. So if you're a younger person with family or friends who are older, make some time to help them mix with other people. Do things as a younger person that includes all age groups, such as visiting the library or going out for a coffee or a movie. Don't assume that older people are not interested, and treat with discretion whether you think they can or cannot pay themselves. Invite them to come along and watch the kids play sport, possibly a bit cold at this time of year, and discuss local issues. Ask for their opinions, especially about lessons they've learned and things they've changed in their lives. And giving and receiving support in any relationship is important. Apparently, being old and only on the receiving end makes people feel very uncomfortable, which is why they often decline your offer for support or offer for help or offer for socializing. Turn the tables on them and ask them to do something for you. Maybe ask them to show you how to make a recipe for something that you love that they make. Maybe ask your opinion. Maybe ask them to come with you and have a look at something that you want to buy. Make it easy and natural, and don't make them feel that you pity them or that that you're a burden. So it's good advice for all of us of all ages. I know sometimes I'm guilty. I tend to try and help people as soon as I can, and sometimes people don't want to be helped. So I've learnt to sit quiet and see how they get on, and then if they turn around and look for help, then I'll offer. But other practical things that you could do at this time of year when it's cold and wet is call friends for a quick chat and catch up with them and remind them that there are people thinking of them. If you notice events or films or activities going on that you think they might be interested in, give them a ring and ask them whether they'd like to come along. I'm a great fan of films, and I really don't want there to be a life where there are no cinemas left in Dunedin. So whenever I hear about film festivals or whenever I hear about something special, I'll let everyone know and say, do you fancy coming along? Another thing at this time of year I think is very important is to have an emergency plan available. In the icy weather we had in the last week, one needs to be extra careful. And I didn't fall because of the ice, but I did have a small fall about a month ago and was very grateful to my wonderful neighbour for her support. She drove me to the emergency medical centre and brought me home. And I've now said to her, don't hesitate to call me any hour of the day or night if you need some help, because I'll come down the driveway and help you out. So look out for your neighbours and offer them that and say, don't hesitate to let me know if you need help, and also stay in touch. If the cold weather's a bit icy at the moment and you're feeling a bit worried about walking down icy paths or driveways to put out your rubbish or collect your mail, see if your neighbour could temporarily help you just to put the bins out and bring them back up, or pick up your mail and leave them at your front door. And if it's too cold to go out shopping, contact your local supermarket and check what they can do for you, what the charges are for local deliveries. It might be cheaper to do that than to take a taxi to go and do some shopping. So look for opportunities to socialise and to exercise. And exercise in particular, I've talked on this program with Age Concern about the amazing programs they've got. They've got over 100 exercise programs that they've started around Otago, Tai Chi, Steady As You Go, Align To Go. It's also, which I discovered last year, a small gym in the Octagon Building of Age Concern, which is free to Age Concern members. So if you can't afford the gym anymore, go to become a member of Age Concern, find out the hours that they're open, and they are happy for you to come in and use the gym facilities. In fact, they would be delighted for you to do so. So that's also very important in terms of trying to do things and help people around the area. Now, another thing that I picked up the other day when I was looking in this book, Where From Home, which, as I said, you can find at your library or your doctor's surgery, is this book is very useful, giving you all of the contacts and all of the information you need to do everything that you want to do as an older person. So they talk about how do you plan for your future? What services are available? What are your rights? And what advocacy is there for older people? And there's a lot of information on contacts for pensions and payments. They talk about tools to keep you fit and able. And one thing that's very important, which is at least half of this book, is about planning where you're going to live, how long you want to you can and want to stay in your own home, and then if you can't do that, what options have you got in terms of where you can live? So I'll talk about that in a second. Within this book, they talk about managing money. They talk about keeping people safe from scams. Now, I'm going to be talking to someone from Age Concern about elder abuse in another couple of weeks as well. So we'll be hopefully giving you some good information on that. This book discusses dealing with depression and looking for brighter outlooks for people's life. Talks about looking at your assets, what you can do, what options you have with your assets. And then it talks about being prepared for the later stages in life and knowing what your options are in terms of how you can do what you want to do. And depending on your situation, there are a number of things that may happen in future. You may need some sort of physical or mental assessment before you move. You may need to find out where is the right place for you to go. And you need to have a long, hard think about what sort of life and lifestyle you want and what's available for you. This book in particular has got a lot of pages on choosing a care home or choosing a retirement village. So I think those things are very important for us all to think about, and probably better for us to get the book now and start to think about what you might want in the future if you want to move to a care home, or if you have a relative that needs to move to a care home, because this book is full of very useful advice, and it's not biased one way or the other. It attempts to give you all the options. There are contact details for care homes and villages in the South Island in the book that I've got, but you're free to just choose whatever you want to do. And on that topic, something I came across when looking through this book is, as a person who is, say, getting super or some sort of benefit as an older person, if you are living alone, you get a higher superannuation payment than if you're living with a partner. So if you have a partner that has recently moved into care, you need to make sure that you will get an increased superannuation payment because you are now living alone. And I think that affects both your superannuation payment and may also affect your winter heating allowance. So if you're having to do this sort of thing in the future, or if you've just done it, make sure that you're getting the full benefits that you should be getting as a single person living alone. Because things move quite slowly sometimes, and we want to make sure that you get the best of everything that you can get, and you often don't know what's available. So, in summary, go and explore everything you can to save as much money as you can. There is a website called Billy, B-I-L-L-Y, that you can get onto, and they will help you look at your power bill and find out whether you could find a cheaper option. Having found a cheaper option, you could possibly go back to your local power supplier and say, I'm going to move unless you can give me a better rate, or you could go to another power supplier. So if you haven't got the internet or you're not happy about doing that, just go into the library and ask them if you could book a time and get some help to go looking for Billy, which is Billy for Bills or Power Bills. It's a new service that's available online and it's completely free. Well, look, stay warm. Hopefully, stay healthy and happy and eat all you can and pay all your bills if you can. And thank you so much for listening. I'll be back in a couple of weeks with another interviewee. Thanks so much.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.